Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers, coming to you today, of course, to encourage, to inspire, and to empower you. Happy New Year. We are in a new year, everybody, and I know everybody knows that, but Happy New Year. I hope you are excited about what 2022 is going to bring to your life, what you're going to go get in 2022, what opportunities you're going to devour in 2022. I hope you're excited because I know I am. And even if you're not excited, hopefully this podcast can get you going. Hey, whether it's Motivated Monday, Tangible Goal Tuesday, Winning Wednesday, whatever the situation may be, or Fun Friday for you while you're listening to this podcast, I want you to, of course, just stay tuned and be encouraged because I've got some powerful things for you today. But want to talk to you a little bit about, just how 2020 went, the things that I'm looking forward to in 2022. Definitely got a lot of things cooking for you guys. I was not able to get the interviews that I wanted to get for 2021, but I am definitely working on that as we speak. I want to bring other people into the podcast just to bring you guys more value, more content, and, you know, other perspectives. I will never say, never pretend that I am the start all, end all in empowerment or in leadership or in anything that I do. I am always growing, always learning. And of course, I learn from other people. So I want to bring you guys that. So definitely working on having guests on the show that can talk about what they have going on, talk about things that they're doing in their lives and things of that nature. Other thing that I'm not sure, guys, I was really planning on starting back up with my When Women Lead Networking Social. I'm praying about that thing because, again, this COVID-19 virus is still out here and it's running rampant. It hit my household right around Christmas time. But thank God everybody here is safe and healthy and we survived. But there are still people dying and I want us to be mindful of that. We should not take this lightly. We definitely should be protecting ourselves and looking to protect our fellow man. And whether that means being masked up, whether that means keeping your distance, social distancing and things like that, which is a part of the reason that I'm torn about starting back up with my networking socials. But anywho, I want to get that going. I've not given up on my Black business networking connections as well. I have several of those. I think I'm going to just start out on a smaller scale. My Connect Four, you guys remember me talking about that in 2021. I'm still excited about it because I definitely still believe that it's something that God is calling me to do as far as my people are concerned. The history has just been hitting me in the face on all fronts. I could get on a soapbox about that, but I won't. But I haven't forgotten about that. So if anybody's wants to inquire about that, wants to know a little bit more in details, please reach out to me, Angela@coachwithpride.com. That's Angela at Coach with Pride. All one word, PRIDECOACH. WITH, coachwithpride.com. Okay. And I can correspond with you there as far as Connect Four is concerned, but I did not get the participation that I was hoping to get. If you are a Black business owner and you are here in the upstate of South Carolina, that is Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, Greer, Lyman, Welford, Taylor's, any of those areas, I would love to connect with you because I have things that I am working on as far as bringing Black business owners together. Again, something God placed on my heart and I have to be obedient to that. So I haven't forgotten about that. Definitely still churning the whip with our sports consulting. My husband has become a lot more active in that arena and we are seeking relationships. We are helping our clients to prepare, high school clients, that is, to prepare for the recruiting process. We've got some other things that have fallen in our lap as of late, but we'll talk about that a little bit on the podcast. We are bringing that podcast back, so please look for that. Hopefully here this month, we should kick off an episode. We are there on Spotify, on Facebook Live, and all where all podcasts are heard. Anchor FM is where we do that podcast from. But anyway. So just got a lot of things still in the fire. that I'm working on. I did halt my process on my books that I was working on, but I'm hoping to pick that back up. So just a lot of different things that I've got going on. I've got a new venture that I'm partnering with one of my colleagues on, and I'll talk about that as that continues to unfold. But it has to do with sports injuries and recovery. So if you are interested in that, I can tell you a little bit more. I'd like to do that offline though at this point. But anyway, so enough about my housekeeping, enough about the things that I did not fulfill or did not complete, because again, we're in 2022 now and I have a whole new perspective on this year. I've got to go get it just like you've got to go get it. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I was actually listening to one of my former podcasts on accountability. You can go back and listen to that here on Podbean, on Google, on iHeartRadio, just so many different platforms that you can also hear this podcast broadcasting live from. APM Powers, again, we're here to just uplift you, to encourage you, and to hopefully get you to your next level, whatever that is, whatever that may look like. You know, everybody's situation won't be the same, but again, hopefully you can find something from these words that I'm bringing to you today. And if it blesses you, I would appreciate you sharing it with someone else, subscribing to the podcast, also commenting on the podcast, telling me what you liked, what you didn't like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. But anyway, so let's get into today's topic. Today's topic, again, I was listening to a former podcast on accountability. So if you want to go back and listen to that podcast, it'll really, really kind of coincide a lot with this podcast, because I talked about something at the end of that podcast, and that's what I'm going to bring to you today. And it is, what is happening in between your dash? What are you doing to make sure that your dash, D-A-S-H, is something that you can be proud of, something that you will, you know, other people will be talking about for years to come, right? Your legacy, so to speak, right? So what are you doing in between your dash? And so for those of you who may not understand what I'm talking about, you know, when someone goes home to be with the Lord, there's always a dash, right? From the birthplace, from your birth year, birth time, dash your death time, right? So that's your dash. So the thing I want to talk about today is I proposed the question, what are you doing in between your dash? And then, you know, it's from birth, from the time you were born now, and then the time that God calls you home, right? So what will people be saying about you? And in that podcast, I talked about how a lot of times we're so focused, especially this generation, we spend so much time on our phones, looking at other people, looking at stories, looking at reels, looking at TikToks and things of that nature, looking at people's lives on Facebook. But what's happening in your own life? What are you making happen in your life? What are you proud of about you? Have you accomplished the things that you set out to accomplish? Or are you just going through the motions? Are you just happy looking at everybody else's situation and possibly judging or having an opinion about it? What are you doing with your dash? I'm going to keep asking that question, because I think that, again, the podcast that I was, the title of it before was accountability. And I think that this is just me trying to hold you accountable in your situation, in your circumstances, in your life. I was just reading on Facebook this morning, and there's been a lot of deaths, not necessarily COVID related, but people dying suddenly. A celebrity's son just committed suicide, those types of things. So, and I think the celebrity, it was a young man, maybe in his 20s, you know, but he has a dash now. What did he do in between that dash? And I want you to really think long and hard about that thing, because I think it should be important to you. It's never about what someone else thinks. It's always about how you feel and what you think. And so I proposed a question to you, for those of you who are listening to the podcast today, because I want you to start thinking about that thing. I want you to start celebrating yourself a little bit. 2022 is the year that you celebrate you. This is the year that you should be clapping loud, even if no one else is clapping, for yourself, for your accomplishments, for the things that you've done, the things that you set out to do, the things that you are doing. And yes, ma'am, yes, sir, that is okay. It is okay to celebrate you. You've been celebrating others. Why not celebrate yourself? What have you done that nobody knows about that you might be a little embarrassed to say, or you don't want to toot your own horn because you feel like you've got to be humble? Well, I definitely think it's okay for you to celebrate you. I think it's okay for you to step out and tell people what you're doing or what you want to do. You know, maybe not too early, maybe not too premature, because again, everybody can't handle your dreams, right? So, but if it's something that you've already done, if it's an accomplishment that you're proud of for yourself, I think that you should share it. I think that you should be proud of it. I think you should be happy about it, because this is a part of your dash, right? This is a part of who you are, who you want to be remembered by, your legacy, who you want people to know you as, right? But your dash is always up to you. It's up to you. It's not up to anybody else. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It's always up to you. You know, people set out to do things. I can't help but think about my bestie in my head, Tabitha Brown, you know, and the many years that she wanted to become an actress. And now she's living that. And not only is she an actress, but she's got several other irons in the fire. And we all are like that. I talk to people on a daily basis that have goals that they can't necessarily see or haven't seen come to fruition yet. But it doesn't mean that it can't. It's always up to you. What are you doing about it? And in that accountability podcast, I talked about getting an accountability partner, and I'm going to get there a little bit here now, because sometimes you can just go through the motions. You can get so caught up in life and work and family and this, that, and the other, and you don't really take care of yourself, or you don't really seek the things that you want to seek. And I'm here to encourage you today. That stops today. It has to stop right now. It has to stop with you. You have to make a decision. You have to make a choice that the things that you want are just as important. And yes, I'm going to say that again. The things that you want, not the things that your husband wants or your wife wants or your kids want. The things that you want, they're just as important. And of course, family a lot of times is intertwined in that. I'm definitely not saying throw your family to the wayside. What I'm saying is your values, your goals, they matter too. They absolutely matter too. And in 2022, this is the year that you get on it like never before. This is the year that you go harder than you've gone before. This is the year that you knock down doors, that you break through ceilings, that you hit the ground running after your goals. January is almost over right now. If you're listening to this podcast, January could be over. This year is going to go by just like last year's went. So funny. I was trying to do a thing for social media to kind of recap my 2021. And Facebook had been doing that in the past. Well, guess what? They didn't do it this year. I was like, shoot, now I got to try to come up with. But anyway, but the thing about it was my phone told the whole story. And I was going back through my phone and just looking at pictures and places that I'd been and things that I'd done in 2021. And I'm okay with it. I'm not super satisfied with it, but I'm okay with it. But at the same time, it's up to me to make 2022 better. It's up to me to go to the places that I didn't get a chance to go to in 2021, right? It's up to me, not no one else. No one else cares. No one else knows what I'm thinking in my head about wanting to do. No one else really knows my goals the way I know my goals. And so again, I want to encourage you. It's always up to you. And this year in 2022, I really do want you to choose accountability over excuses. And, you know, the one thing that I've learned being a coach, especially a business coach, but also a life coach too, is that nobody really wants the accountability. So when someone comes to me and they pay me, I really, really know that they're serious, and I go hard for them and try to push them as hard as I can to get to whatever they're telling me that they want to get to, right? Because when you're making an investment in yourself, you're serious in most cases. You know, some people may do that because they just got money to burn, but very few and far between. But anyway, accountability is a huge portion of that. And I do think that coaching, you know, in the last podcast, I downplayed, you know, coaching and this, that, and the other, because you can have other accountability partners. I do want to lead with that. But what I want to say about investing in you, it says something, right? It means something. And I do believe that if you don't invest in yourself, why would you ever expect anyone else to invest in you? And so by saying that, all I mean is a lot of times It's about the accountability that you have in your life, whether that dash is going to look the way you want it to look in your life. If you have yes people all around you, or if you have mediocre people all around you, or if you have people that don't have goals themselves and don't really care where they go all around you, that's really what you're producing. That's really what your fruit are going to look like. And so I feel like accountability is a huge part of you making sure that your dash is what it is and what you want it to look like in every situation, in business, in your personal life, in your spiritual life, in your health life, whatever. Your dash is up to you. You are in charge of controlling that thing. You are in charge of making it look the way you want. And so, you know, I think that everyone does need that accountability, whether you want it or not, especially the people who don't want it. You need to really seek it. You need to pay your coach double because you're going to get so much more accomplished with having that coach than you would just sitting back going, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it on my own. Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay, yeah, this time it's going to be different. No, it's not. Sorry, I had to take a drink. No, it's not. It's not going to be different. It's going to be the same. It's going to look just like 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018. So today is the day that you stop going through the motions. You seek out a coach. You seek out someone who can help you to get to those goals so that your dash will look the way that you need it to look. And now before we get into, like, you know, the goals, because again, it's January, everybody's talking about goals, everybody's talking about things. And again, this is what God gave me because I do think it, I need to come from a different perspective. I need to come from the perspective of what do you want your dash to look like? What have you accomplished thus far? What things are you holding back from even celebrating now that you've done, or that you don't talk about, or that you don't think is a big deal because no one else thinks it's a big deal? Again, 2022 is the year that you learn to celebrate you, that you learn to clap for yourself, that you learn to stop worrying about who else is clapping, because trust me, they're looking. They may not be clapping. They may not be giving you a pat on the back and this, that, and the other. But when you do those things for yourself, what does it matter what anyone else is doing? What things have you accomplished already? Let's start in January celebrating those things. If it's not January, let's start in February. Let's start whenever you hear this podcast. I want you to start celebrating you. I want you to start being proud of yourself. And if you're not proud of yourself because you've not accomplished the things that you want, let's get that accountability and let's get to it. Let's get to work. It's not about a pity party. It's not about talking about it. It's about being about it. Action is always required, right? Action, action, action. Your 2022 goals, they await you. They're not going to do it for themselves. They're waiting on you to accomplish them, right? They're your goals. Get out here and get it. Action is required. You got to put one foot in front of the other. You got to do something. You got to stop talking about it. You got to be about it. If you need to hire somebody, hire them. If you need to go buy something, go buy it. If you need to do something, do it. Action, action, action. So let's accomplish the things that we want to, the things that we've accomplished. Let's continue to celebrate those things. Let's continue to allow those things to motivate us to do more, because whatever you did accomplish that you are proud of, trust me, there's another level. There's another level. There's something else that you can do. There's something else that you're supposed to do. There's something else out there that you are supposed to be getting to the world. Let's do it. Let's do it. And let's celebrate it and let's share it. And whether people respond to it or not, let's continue to do it. Let's continue to work on the things that you have set out in 2022 to work on, right? Let's accomplish more today. Let's accomplish more than we did in 2021. Let's hire that coach. Let's get what we need to get done. Let's stop talking about it. Let's be about it. Let's do some action. Okay. Action is required. Action is required. What are you doing? What do you want to accomplish if you've not accomplished those things? You got to start sometimes writing things down. You got to sometimes start seeing them. Like, you know, I write things down and I put it on my mirror just so I can see it every day. I'll tell you, like, even with my workout goals this year, because I fell off the wagon health-wise last year, like, oh my goodness, a big dog. But I got back on it. I've done my reset. I've lost a few pounds. I've got a few more to go, but I have to be active again. It's a large part of what I eat, and I am trying to be better with what I'm putting in my body. But the activity is what I was lacking. I started laying around. I stopped doing things that I had been doing, and I just got unmotivated. And yes, guys, that happens to me too. So I know if it's happening to me, it's happening to you. And that is why I'm coming to you today, because I want you to own it. I want you to own it. I want you to say, I want my dash to look like XYZ. And then I want you to get out here and go get it. Okay, so whatever the things are that you want to accomplish, if you've not accomplished them, let's do it. 2022 is your year, baby. And it's only your year if you make it your year. It's only your year if you work towards it being your year. It's not a cliche. It's not the saying of the day. It's not whatever, whatever. It's about what you're going to do. You can talk about it all day, but if you don't do anything, you're going to be in the same situation that you were in last year and the year before and the year before and the year before. So action, action, action. Let's make it happen. Okay. Let's make it happen. Let's get out here, like I said, and scream it from the rooftops when it does happen. Let's keep going and make more happen, because I want your dash to be exactly what you want it to be for your life. When they call you home to be with God or whoever you believe in or wherever you're going, right? I want you to say that you've accomplished the things that you want. I want your legacy to be what you want it to be. Okay. Nobody else's. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, but I want you to start today. I want you to listen to this podcast. I want you to when you get off this podcast, I hope you started writing now. I hope you're writing down some stuff. I hope you're taking notes, and I hope you're ready to move forward today. Not tomorrow, today. Start right now, okay? There is nothing that can hold you back except for you. So we are our own worst enemy in a lot of cases. We get in our own way in a lot of cases. We blame ourselves way too much in a lot of cases. Not excuses, accountability. Minimize the excuses, guys. I have a whole book on that. Moving past your excuses. You need accountability. You need somebody who's not going to say, yeah, I know you didn't do this because you didn't have that job, or I know you couldn't do this because you didn't have that money. No, I need people in your life that's going to say, okay, how are you going to get the money? We can talk about it all day, but until you move, nothing is going to happen. I want you to start today, right? What is happening in between your dash? That is today's topic. I hope you guys have got something from this message. And if you don't take anything else from this message, take the fact that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to seek help. It's okay to pay for help, even if that's what you need. Stop allowing people to try to make you Superman or Superwoman. Those are fictional characters. Yes, people form in supernatural types of ways, and they do supernatural types of things, but you don't have to be anybody's Superman or Superwoman. You have to do what is pleasing to you. You have to do what is in your heart to do, right? And if you're not doing that, what does it even matter? Does it matter? It doesn't. Do what's going to please you. Do what's going to make you happy. But I do know that you care about what's happening in between your dash. But maybe no one else has proposed it to you the way that I'm proposing it to you today. And I'm hopefully proposing it to you in a manner to where you're going to want to act. You're going to want to do something. You're going to want to be better. You're going to want to get up. You're going to want to move. You're going to want to do the things that you need to do to make sure that your dash is going to be fulfillment to you. You're going to do things that you're going to want to share, that you're going to want others to celebrate. And even if they don't, you're going to do it. This is your year to celebrate you. This is your year to do more than you've done in the past. This is your year. And I'll continue to say that until I'm blue in the face. Thanks for tuning in today. Again, if this podcast blessed you, I wish that you would share it with someone else. Hopefully it will encourage them, uplift them, and inspire them to be better today than they was yesterday. Better today than they were yesterday, better tomorrow than they are today. Okay. All right. Y'all be blessed. AP signing off. I just wish you many blessings and many, eventful things in 2022, but action is required. Be blessed.